Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Bye-bye to number 45. And hello to number 46.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.,
Inauguration Day yesterday, Laura. Your thoughts?
I thought that it was a nice ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the speech was excellent. I thought the 22-year-old brand new poet laureate, youngest ever, was amazing.
Yes. Yes and yes to all of it. Maybe it's time to unite again. That's what I wrote on the whiteboard here in the studio yesterday. Let us unite again. I'm staying away from Facebook because the ignorance and the division continues. I think it's just, as the president said in his speech, maybe it is indeed a time for unity.
On this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause. Uniting to fight the foes we face. Anger, resentment and hatred, extremism, lawlessness, violence, disease, joblessness and hopelessness. With unity. For without unity, there is no peace, only bitterness and fury. And unity is the path forward. And we must meet this moment as the United States of America. And so today, at this time, in this place, let's start afresh, all of us. Politics doesn't have to be a raging fire. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. We must end this uncivil war.
Yes, uncivil war. First time I heard it called that, it's exactly what's going on. So let's just start anew.
Yeah. It's kind of exactly how I feel whenever I look on social media, folks just being uncivil, not classy, mean.
4 years ago, people voted for a candidate just because they wanted to change.
Which is fine.
And that was fine. 4 years later, people voted for a candidate because they wanted to change. And within 4 years, it wasn't fine anymore. So if you're happy to see change, that doesn't mean you love Joe Biden. It just means you wanted a change. And man, we need a change. You know what I mean?
Also, man. I'm just really, really happy that there are pets back in the White House.
Yeah. You know what? And I'm not going to be anti-Trump here, but the person who doesn't have a pet, you know, you got to wonder about that.
If you don't have a dog or a cat or even a goldfish in a bowl, I don't trust you. And that would apply. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you sit on. If you don't like animals, I'm looking at you and I'm kind of like,
yeah,
what's wrong with you?
Because you know what they say? You know what they say about kids or dogs? They're two of the honest creatures on the earth. If a dog doesn't like you, you'll know it. If a kid doesn't like you, you'll know it. So there.
In all seriousness, though, I am very, very happy that there was no violence yesterday.
Me too.
I'm very happy that the day was beautiful. It seemed, at least from my perspective watching, that maybe this is a turning point and we can all move forward.
And end this uncivil war. Jimmy Fallon.
Good luck, Grandpa Joe.
There you go. Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers weigh in just a couple of minutes on their thoughts on yesterday. And we move on with National Hugging Day, in which we will not hug because of the pandemic.
Maybe someday soon.
Cyber hugs right now, Laura. Come here. Cyber hugs.
Cyber hugs to you, too, Tom. Cyber hug to you.
News coming up next. Mark Lawrence has that. Rob, the Sports Center, checks the scores from yesterday. Steve has the AccuWeather. Why do I say it that way? Steve.
I don't know. Is it like from a movie or something?
I don't know. I just don't know why I say that. Because he's a Steve.
Didn't Bob Saget, so like Danny Tanner in Full House, DJ's boyfriend was Steve.
You know,
didn't he say it kind of like that in Full House? Seriously.
That might be why I do it. I don't know. It might be a subliminal thing. Because all of my daughters, whenever their boyfriends would come over, I would intentionally forget their name for about the first 3 months.
Just Tom.
No, really. Dads, try this at home, really. And he would come and he'd say, oh, hello, Mr. Morgan. Nice to see you. I'd be like, hi. And they'd be like, Steve? I'd be like, oh, yeah, Steve. And then you would graduate to the next level if that boyfriend hung around. And that next level would be, hello, Steve. That explains why my oldest daughter had like 147 boyfriends.
Probably. Probably. That's...
But anyway, hello.
Now you're being a dad.
Hello, Steve. Steve's got the weather for us coming up. We're trying to keep everything positive today, not just because it's National Hug Day. So hug your significant other, because that's probably the only person you could hug in this pandemic. But, I mean, we're trying to stay positive coming off Inauguration Day. And we'll have the good news coming up later. We'll stay positive with that. Oh, you mentioned Amanda Gorman. She was adorable yesterday.
Yes. Yes, adorable. I think it goes well beyond that word.
Powerful.
Powerful.
Poised, good word.
Poised, yes.
The youngest poet laureate ever at age 22. Now, I realize you guys at the fire company are probably saying, what are you talking about? But everybody's got a poet laureate. It goes back in history. It goes back, really. And
Maya Angelou was a longtime poet laureate, so yes. I believe that might be a name that one would recognize.
Perhaps some people are still struggling on this whole topic, but we'll just bring you like some of her poise, some of her power, some of her emotion, and some of her amazing.
So let us leave behind a country better than one we were left. With every breath from my bronze pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold limbed hills.
And then she starts talking. Yeah, the west.
Swept northeast, where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake rimmed cities of the Midwestern states.
Wow.
We will rise from the sun baked south. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
Oh, that was just amazing.
It gives me goosebumps every single time. Goosebumps. Honestly, if you have time today, friends, just Google the entire poem that she recited.
Yes.
She is the youngest National Poet Laureate, 22 years old, and her work, she's from California, focuses on issues of oppression, feminism, race, marginalization, as well as the African diaspora. So, I mean, at the end of the day, she's a strong, young, beautiful, powerful voice that I think we all could take a listen to a little bit closely.
News is next. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't like needles, just like Tom Morgan. How about that? How about that?
Lots of people are, though. That makes sense. I mean, no one likes to have something jabbed into one of their appendages and make it hurt.
Yeah, I know that, Laura. But boy, the photos I saw of you, you were taking it like a tough guy. You were like, yay, look it. There's a needle stuck in my arm. Yay.
I
was like,
as long as I don't look at it, I donated 2 gallons of blood.
All at once? How did you do that?
No. They give you the little pins.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Right. Anyway, as long as I don't look at it, I'm cool.
That's exactly
the second
the way
I look
I
at it, and I'm okay with like blood and guts and gore and poop and whatever. Like none of it bothers me. But something about seeing something sticking out of your arm.
Yeah. Well, Arnold feels the same way.
Put that needle down.
All done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, I just got my vaccine, and I will recommend it to anyone and everyone. Come with me if you want to live.
come with me if you want to live.
I love him.
So do I.
So much.
I mean, listen to the first
phrase. Put that needle down.
Where's, oh my gosh, where's Keith when I need him?
Wake your husband, or has he already gone off to work?
No. Today is a later day for him, so he's still snoozing.
Put the needle down.
We can't do it like Keith can. He has the accent down perfectly.
He's
put the needle down.
Put it down. Pick it up and put it down.
Come with me if you want to live.
So awful.
I haven't gotten my vaccine yet. I just found out a couple days ago that I'm in that category. I've got some medical issues that bring me to the forefront. I'm in my 60s. Okay, I can do it now. But that is the inspiration I needed. I'm going to say, put the needle down.
Inspiration from the Terminator. Yeah, you can register now. They changed the rules. Yeah. What was that? They didn't change the rules.
What are we on? 1A now or whatever?
1A. They released additional doses. Yeah. Now, Mark Lawrence can correct me if I'm wrong in the news, but it was they released additional doses. And now, if you are between the ages of 16 and 64, but have some conditions, you qualify and can register.
So there you go. I am 61. I am type 2 diabetic, among other surgeries I have had. And I am in that category, if you will. And so I'm going to do it. But
are you? Okay. Well, I didn't know. I didn't want to put you on the spot. So are you going to register?
No, it's fine. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yay.
Your photos on social media representing your team, representing your school district. I thought they were inspirational. But Arnold there, yeah, he just pushed me over the line there. It's put the needle down.
So, that's what he does. So, he's the Terminator, man.
Yeah.
He wants to pump you up.
Yeah, so I'm going to get it done. Hopefully everyone listening will get it done when their opportunity arises. And we are following Laura right now, who is counting the days till dose number 2.
Yes, and that is very specifically Tuesday, February 16th at 12:25 p.m.
She will be broadcasting live.
No. I don't know if Geisinger would appreciate that.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen. Put the microphone down. Put the cameras down.
We'll take another picture, though. Don't worry.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Speaking of bang, some audio, some viral audio for you, Laura. Be careful what you put on TikTok for your New Year's resolution.
The first time I ever saw a personal trainer, she asked me to tell her my fitness goals. And I was like, Brittany, I'm going to be honest. I would like to have sex with the lights on. And she was like, can you get more specific? And I was like, and with another person.
Yo, Happy New Year.
Whoa.
And the other viral piece of comedy that you could Google along with Laura this morning. What happens when one of your friends puts a furry little pet on your wig?
She's resilient.
Well, it's okay until the guinea pig gets under the wig. That's what it sounds like.
What? Viral. Where do you find this stuff?
I don't know. I just do it first thing in the morning. Let's find stupidity and put it out there so people can Google it.
I like it, actually. Yeah. I like it.
And get more viral hits for these dumb little things. We'll call it viral audio with Tom and Laura. Hey, news is coming up next. Now, listen. Are you ready, Laura?
Okay, what?
Okay, here we go. News is coming up next with Mark Lawrence. Rob, the Sports Center has the latest scores and the forecast with Steve.
It still is slightly sarcastic.
Well, we've already heard the news. We have it at the top and the bottom of the hour.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
Now it's time for the good news with Laura Good.
That's right, and I have another awesome 3 stories for you this morning. First, a question for you, Tom. Did you see this story last week where a restaurant manager in Orlando actually realized that an 11-year-old child was being abused by his parents because they weren't feeding him while at the restaurant, flashed a note asking if he needed help? He said yes, so they called 911.
Scary, but good stuff.
And I asked him on a paper if he needs help. And of course, he turned his head saying that no. But he kept looking at me, and I write in another paper if he needs help again. And he made me a sign that yes. he needs help.
Just did what it's supposed to do. What the kid was going through is not supposed to happen.
Listen to that. What that child was going through is not supposed to happen.
I know. It's not supposed to happen. Turns out that child also had a sibling. The good news is that they are both in protective custody now. And a GoFundMe was set up for that restaurant manager.
Okay.
Has raised over $40,000 now to help both the kiddos and that individual who called for help.
Now that's good news.
It's great news. Up next, we have a teacher in Iowa. His name is Nate Evans. He started building desks for kiddos who didn't have one at home. Then he got 50 volunteers to help. So they've now built over 500 of them.
So we've been trying to make something solid out of using 2x4s with a 1/2 inch or 3/4 inch plywood, and then having some friends and family come over and help us paint and stain them. We're working through our school system to distribute these in a private way.
Just trying to build a better community and show children out there that there are adults who care about them.
Now that's good news.
That's amazing news, helping kiddos not only learn virtually, but have a solid space to do so. Last but not least, some good news from right here in our very own backyard, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. It's happening today, Tom, and it's by a group called Sunbury Together, which if you haven't heard about them, it's an interfaith group of local clergy who are trying to make our community a better place. Mm-hmm. The Takery is today from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the Cameron Park Gazebo on Market Street in Sunbury. Everything is free. Winter clothing, cleaning supplies, hygiene products, canned goods, homemade meals, sandwiches, baked goods, you name it. If you are in need and you're listening out there, the Takery is here for you today, 4 to 5:30 p.m. in the Cameron Park Gazebo from Sunbury Together.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Mistakes happen. I mean, accidents happen. We just say, I'm sorry, and we move on. But how about 12,000 lost doses of vaccine?
Not good.
That's going to leave a mark.
Recently, we were made aware that a number of the Moderna vaccines that were shipped to Michigan were not kept at the appropriate temperature, and thus we couldn't use them. That frustrates me when I know we are in a race and every vaccine matters. And I'm certain that people who had appointments who were scheduled at facilities that were supposed to get those particular shots were frustrated because they weren't able to get them.
That's Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Yeah, at least they caught it, though, because it makes me wonder, you know, the refrigeration issue with the Moderna vaccine. Like, what happens if you accidentally get the vaccine and it wasn't properly taken care of? Like, what happens?
Ooh. I have no idea, and I'm not even going to comment because I feel like experts need to handle questions like
exactly.
That. I don't know.
It's not even ours to discuss. You're right. I mean, you just hope like everything is being taken care of, because we all know what it's like to go out to the garage to grab a beverage and somebody left the refrigerator door open and all the beer is warm. It's like,
husband just said to me last night, he was like, hey, that package of hamburger, like ground beef,
no.
How long has that been down there in the fridge?
No.
And I'm like, what package? So there's that. So I really don't want to have any part in making sure that vaccines that will be part of stopping a global pandemic are kept at the correct temperature.
Yes.
Like, no, thank you.
Let's just hope it's happening. Okay. Let's not drink.
I will say, you know, I have seen, though, amazing stories, because refrigeration, I think with both types of vaccines, mm-hmm. it's a big issue.
Crucial.
The Pfizer one, I think, has to be kept like really, really cold, like crazy cold.
Yeah.
In the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and then also in Alaska, there are teams of people who are using snowmobiles and dog sleds to take the vaccine to rural hospitals and clinics in order to get it out. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so there's good news there on top of the bad. But yeah, let's just keep our fingers crossed that everything's good. And we don't want to drink warm beer and we don't want to eat bad hamburger. Okay?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess you don't want a vaccine that's not cold enough either. I don't know.
There it is. I got to call my girl. I got to call my youngest daughter. Powerball ticket winner comes from Maryland. They are searching for the person who is holding the $730 million Powerball ticket.
But then the Mega Millions.
Yeah.
Nobody hit it.
Well, no, that's not till tomorrow. Powerball was last night, 730 million. 730 million. Tomorrow's Mega Million, near $1 billion.
That's insane. That's insane.
It is just insane. But I just got this thought. Now everybody knows somebody in Maryland, right? But I'm thinking, my youngest daughter lives in Baltimore. My best friend, my best childhood friend.
Oh, that's right.
Is a cop in Baltimore.
He is.
What if one of them dudes, one's my daughter, sorry. What if one of them two people, you know, is holding the $730 million ticket? Now, I know Lieutenant Reinhardt, my best friend, would call me and say, Tom, you got to keep this under your hat, dude, but I'm filthy rich. I think I could retire.
I don't know. People get funny when a ton of money is involved. Why are you not text messaging them right now?
Yeah, I think I will during the news break. And then there's my daughter, who probably was paying for her gas in a mini mart in Baltimore. Oh, yeah, I'll take a Powerball ticket. And then, like, she accidentally threw it away. That would be her.
Right? You know what? It's a shame. I have relatives all over the place. None in Maryland.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? Shame. Our pledge continues, right? We're still going to toss each other some money?
Oh, heck yeah.
So if my daughter cuts me a couple million, I'll cut you in. How's that?
Oh, hey, thanks.
I mean, anybody who wins $730 million should be cutting everybody in. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, okay. So tomorrow, Mega Million, almost a billion.
Yeah.
Again, as the pot goes up, your amount keeps going up. So it was 10 million. Tom, now you know what? To heck with it. 50.
This is like cheers. Look under your seat on the Oprah show. You know what I mean? You got a million. You got a million. You got a million. I'm loving it.
So am I. But oh my gosh, almost $1 billion. Has there ever been a jackpot that large before?
I don't know, because if there was, maybe they'd have to change the name to Mega Billions or, you know, something like that. But wow is right. 970
million. Call that kid of yours. Call her.
All right. Where's my phone? We'll be right back. News is next.
What's happening in the morning?
I'm good. 94 I'm doing all right. I'm good. I'm cautiously optimistic, Laura, about the future of this country of ours.
As am I.
Cautiously optimistic, hoping
I
that
feel
the
like
division
that's the
stops.
Only way to move forward.
Yes,
cautious optimism.
Mm-hmm. Those were the words I wrote on the whiteboard yesterday that you had said on the air. Move on, and then I credited Laura with that. It's time to move forward. Move on. Last night's television show, Celebrating America, was really something. I wasn't expecting much. You know, I was like, okay, whatever, another one of these. Bring out the celebrity to sing and stuff. But the show opened up with Bruce Springsteen.
I know.
Oh, my God. The boss himself, and he hates being called that, by the way, standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, singing a song of his from way back in 1999.
Oh, meet me in a land of hope and dreams.
He's getting old, but he's still so good.
Meet me.
Oh, my.
In a land of hope and dreams.
So, it's safe to say that he's hopeful as well. And among the other performers, Laura, John Bon Jovi.
I love Bon Jovi.
Is slowly melting, little darling. It seems like years since it's been clear.
Singing the Beatles classic from Appear in Miami. That was pretty neat. Yeah, I wasn't a real big Bon Jovi fan back in the day, but I'm one of them dudes that I seem to like him more and more as he gets older. What do you think?
I've always loved him, actually, ever since he was the halftime show at the Liberty Bowl.
Wow.
Which back in 19, I'm trying to think what year, the Southern Columbia Music Department got to go down there, perform on New Year's Day in the Liberty Bowl. I got to go as well. We all met John Bon Jovi.
Oh, that's cool.
Along with his band.
Mm-hmm.
1990... 7.
Yeah, that sounds about right, maybe.
If there are any SoCo band alum listening, correct me if I'm wrong. What year did we go to the Liberty Bowl? It was very cool.
Right before and during the fireworks display at the Washington Monument last night, Katy Perry did a really cool version of her song Fireworks.
Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. Ignite the light.
Cool stuff, especially when all the booming started in the background with the fireworks above the monument.
At the very end, Demi Lovato's cover of Billy Withers' Lovely Day.
Bill Withers' Lovely Day, Laura, is one of my top five favorite songs of my entire life.
I thought she did a great job. I mean, seriously, a lot of these things were pre-recorded, obviously, but I just thought it was 90 minutes of optimism and hope. Great performances, and then, of course, fireworks.
Exactly. And that's basically what we're just pitching here. Tom and Laura in the morning pitching optimism and hope for the future, right?
Absolutely.
Wow. All right, we're going to get off the politics and the new president and the entertainment and all that stuff that happened yesterday. Seth Meyers is coming up with a late night soundbite and something strange that happened in the zoo with the gorillas.
Oh, jeez. Also, we're going to talk about a guy who his girlfriend dumped him.
Okay.
But it turned out all right for him in the end. You'll find out.
Give me your money. Sorry I didn't win. Sorry Laura didn't win. Yesterday's Powerball, $730 million. One winner somewhere in the state of Maryland. We'll be investigating that the rest of the day. But need no fear. Mega Millions is here, right, Laura?
That's right. Close to $1 billion up for grabs tomorrow. We're going to buy tickets again, of course.
Lottery. And the fantasy that comes with it. You know, like,
right.
If I won the lottery, I'd do this, or I did that, or I would whatever. I mean, it's something to imagine and be excited about, I guess, right?
How about, did you hear about this guy? I think he was down in Australia, who he had his heart broken.
Oh?
Viral story.
Okay.
Basically, girlfriend dumped him. He was down in the dumps,
feeling
lonely.
Yeah.
And had randomly purchased a lottery ticket.
Randomly. I love this already.
The day that she moved out, he hit the lottery and won the equivalent of $4
million. $4
million.
That's great.
Scooped up that jackpot. And it's so funny, the interview that I was looking at.
Okay.
The lottery just brings people together. He was like, I still can't believe that I've won this much. My live-in girlfriend. So they live together.
Ooh.
Had just broken up with him. She'd moved out by the time he's like, I was feeling down in the dumps, got home, cracked a beer, took a shower. By the time I checked the results, she was already gone.
She's gone. Oh, wow.
Here's the thing. He's going to not only donate money to the local animal shelter.
That's nice.
But listen to this. No hard feelings. He's going to give her a fridge and a washing machine to start out in her new place.
To get her started. Oh, I love it. I love it because you would think, like, I won $4 million. I still love you. Here's $2 million and come back to me.
Nope.
No. Hey, you left me? Here's a new fridge for your new place.
Right? Have a fridge. Have a washing machine. Oh, you want some money? No, no. You dumped me, remember?
I guess that's perfect. I don't know which would be better, but no, forget it. I like what he did, because short of that, I would call her landlord and say, hey, first month's rent on this guy.
Oh, great idea. Yeah. too funny.
News is next.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
We'd like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day, if Laura is scouring around for one.
I tend to. All I'm thinking today, though, is T-G-I-T.
T-G-I-T, not...
Thank goodness it's Thursday.
Why?
Because that means tomorrow is Friday.
Okay, sounds good, which means Flashback simple. Friday for us.
Yes, simple, straightforward, to the point. I feel like Thursdays are great.
It's kind of like a Friday pregame show.
It is. A Friday Eve, if you will. And if you're going to get into any shenanigans during the week, Thursday is the best night to do it. Because then when you wake up tomorrow morning, you're like, oh, it's Friday. And you can kind of just like glide through the motions.
Like it.
You know what I mean? So when we used to be able to have nice things like going out into a bar and like staying up until all hours on a school night.
Remember those days?
Yep, they're coming back soon. I can feel it.
How about when we used to have parties here in the studio? Remember those days?
We did. We would have parties. That being said, though, I feel like Thursday is the day to choose.
All right. Thursday's the day to... What did you say? I'm going out now, Laura, to find me some shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Thursdays are for shenanigans. Fridays are for scooting by because then it's the weekend.
There it is. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.